I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain.
If ever a monument to grunge is built, this band, Soundgarden, will find its rightful place chiseled in the granite. For a time in the 1990s, Soundgarden became one of the biggest bands in the world, along with Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And then, as the whole scene started to fade, so too did Soundgarden. And the band members split up in 1997. Frontman Chris Cornell went on to form a new band and cut some solo albums. He did the theme song to the Bond film Casino Royale. But neither Cornell nor his ex-bandmates could shake the memories of Soundgarden. So they decided to give it another try, and the result is their first studio album in 15 years. They call it King Animal.
Promise something, kill me right away if I start to get slow.
Chris Cornell says Soundgarden's reunion is in some ways about reconnecting with their history.
We'd all had different experiences where somebody was trying to buy a Soundgarden t-shirt for their child. For me, it was actually for my son. And there aren't any, you know, other circumstances started to pop up where we realized that, some bands that are defunct but have like a rich history, you know, you continually hear about them, and that wasn't happening for us. So that's what got us in a room, and everything else was possible as soon as we were kind of sitting in a room and talking.
I mean, did you sort of say, you know, we were part of something really important. We were part of this really important moment in rock history in Seattle. It was 20 years ago, really, that everybody in the world was listening to Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden. Is that what happened? Did you say, God, we were part of this thing, and people are going to forget that?
It actually didn't have anything to do with the scene. It had to do with our musical legacy and us and being proud of what we've done creatively, artistically, and in a sense, almost kind of how we seemed to have a good instinct to walk away from it while it was vital.
Yeah.
And just kind of leave it, in a sense, sort of elevated where we felt it should be.
You know, there aren't that many places and times you can point to and say that was a huge shift in rock. But Seattle in the 1990s, it was seminal. I mean, it was important. It was very important.
Yeah, we had our moment, and we had it on a level that has only happened in a few places. So it's incredible that if there were one kind of defining moment in rock music that will always be in the history books, that one of them came from Seattle. That's something that none of us would have ever guessed. And probably that has a lot to do with why it was able to germinate, why the scene was able to grow creatively and organically without what I always refer to as carrots dangling in front of sort of starry-eyed rock musicians. That didn't exist in Seattle because you didn't have a hope to ever become, you know, internationally commercially successful rock band. That didn't happen. We were the first band that got that kind of bigger music business attention.
Speaking with Chris Cornell, the frontman for the band Soundgarden, their first new studio album in 15 years is out now. It's called King Animal. You went to high school and finished and sort of did a couple odd jobs and...
No, I didn't finish.
You didn't finish high school?
No. The last grade I finished was seventh.
Wow.
I got a GED based on Catholic school seventh grade education, really.
When you speak and when you talk about your sort of worldview, I mean, you sound like... very well educated.
Like I at least got to the ninth.
No, I mean like a very well educated person.
Yeah, I didn't make it that far. But thank you. You know, I have all those regrets now. I didn't know I was going to become a writer and then wish that I had more education. I just kind of went into the blue collar workforce at a really young age and discovered music in terms of being a musician around the same time. The good news is that I was probably 17 when I knew that that was what I was going to do with the rest of my life, no matter what that meant, even if that meant that I had to be a dishwasher or a janitor to support being in a band that I love and writing music that I love, I would be happy with that. So I feel fortunate, very fortunate, that in spite of my lack of education, I didn't lack direction.
Most of you are in your late 40s, which is still young. I'm not making any statement there. But how does that actually change the way you all approach making music together?
I think there's some sort of an aspect of identity that is easier to grapple with as you get older. I think writing and recording music, performing live, kind of figuring out who you are or going through that journey of trying to figure it out. All those things seem to be more difficult to grapple with when you're younger, and as you get older, you kind of realize that, is this cool? Am I cool? How will people perceive anything? It becomes less of a concern.
If anything, does the release of this record mean for Soundgarden?
I think it's really triumphant in a lot of ways. And we sort of, again, proved ourselves worthy of being a band and releasing music and making records separate from anything else, separate from a scene, separate from a genre, separate from anything.
Just as musicians, people who love making music.
Exactly. And to be able to come back, especially after such a long break, and create an album that I believe lives up to the legacy of all of the other albums, I think that's a special thing. It's something that doesn't happen very often.
Don't know where I'm going, I just keep on rolling, I just keep on pulling, gotta roll.
And then there are a lot of other things that are really great about it. It's very fortunate, I think, to have these creative relationships and then be able to return to them after 12, 13 years and in a sense kind of be able to go in and take your kind of evolved self back into those relationships and see what you can do now. I think we all missed Soundgarden and we all feel fortunate that we have the opportunity to be in it again. I feel that.
That's Chris Cornell, frontman for the band Soundgarden. They're out with their first new studio album in 15 years. It's called King Animal. Chris Cornell, thank you so much, and congratulations on the record.
Thank you.
Our program is directed today by Lauren Silverman. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Phil Harrell, Brent Bachman, Amy Held, and Acacia Squires. Our intern is Barbara Sprunt. Special thanks also today to Brenda Salinas, our croc fellow, who moves on to her next assignment. We'll miss you, Brenda. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, Daoud Tyler Amin, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving and have a great week.